morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome on this beautiful sunny day, spring day, to this special lay service. Right now I have some announcements, and you can also follow along with some of the announcements in the back of the bulletin. We are saddened to report the passing of John Rowley, and he was the oldest member of the church. And there will be a memorial service next Saturday, April 18th, here at the church at 11 a.m. The luncheon will be catered. We are also saddened to report the passing of Isabel Mellinger, and these beautiful flowers are from her funeral service, which was on Friday. There will be a spring congregational meeting today after the worship, and the reports are in the back table in the back of the church there. There's the Senior Adult Day, Wednesday, May 6th at Camp Crestfield. The cost is $30 for the day. See BJ for more details. And just a friendly reminder that your per capita is due, and that's $27.85 per each member. And just make sure if you can just mark your check in the memo area that that's for per capita. This morning you received a pink insert in your bulletin, and it's for the Lifeline screening. So everybody should have got one in their bulletin. If you didn't, if you could see one of the deacons, they can give you one. Today is the last day for the Valley Garden Reminder. There are still many spots available, so please sign up if you're interested. After April 12th, the garden will be open to the community.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's hymn number 382, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
Let our prayer of confession be continued in the bulletin as printed. Dear Lord, we confess that we believe we are fully yours until we turn the page of the Bible and discover some teachings that we either don't like, don't understand, or with which we simply do not agree. Your thoughts are not like our thoughts, and your ways are not like our ways. You are God, and we are not. Forgive our arrogant intelligence and our willful disobedience. We approach you with regret and humility. Please forgive our sins and restore our innocence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us take a moment to bow our heads and close our eyes for our silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Let us all join together and recite the traditional Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us greet one another.
Good morning. Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute, but before I give them to you, I have to have you make a promise to me. Okay, so everybody raise your right hand and repeat after me. I solemnly promise that I will not throw this until after I leave the church building. Okay. Now, everybody can take one. There you go, Sean. Okay, remember your promise. Come on, Oliver, sit down. Okay. All right, what did I give you?
Globe.
Oliver, you promised. Would you please hold on to it so we can talk about it? Good for you. That's pretty small. All right, who can tell me who made that globe? Very good. Yes, God. All right. Whose job is it to take care of this earth?
God.
Are you sure? Well, that answer worked once, and I'm sure God's doing his part, but who else needs to take care of this planet? Emma? All of us. Do you think we have done a really good job taking care of our planet?
Yes and no.
Okay, do you want to tell me about why you said yes and no, Henry? You sound like my husband. He answers every question with that yes and no. So you said...
New ones.
Okay, so we're trying to make...
Yes,
make.
Sometimes we're not doing this.
That's right.
And trees help us breathe and give oxygen.
They certainly do, and boy, you know a lot about this. Okay, so this planet is God's gift to us, and it is our job to take care of it, but we haven't always done the best job. Yes, Oliver?
For our community.
Okay, would you sit down, please? It's a balance, that's right. Okay, 10 days from now.
Oh, that's a little round square, but it turned into a ball.
Okay, 10 days from now it will be Earth Day. Who can tell me something about Earth Day? Emma?
Well, it's like you plant stuff and do loads of stuff with Earth. You recycle.
Good. Is one day enough to take care of the Earth?
I got one.
Yes? Well, you think about it and you can tell us later. Okay, of course one day isn't enough to take care of our planet, but it is a day to remind us of some things that we can do. And I might think, I'm just an old person in a wheelchair, what can I do? And you might think, I'm just a kid, what can I do? But what... Who can tell me things that we can do to help our Earth?
Henry?
Recycle.
Recycle.
Instead of now, it might be called smoke. And the whole old-fashioned Pittsburgh will start all over.
Oh, we don't want that. We certainly don't want that.
I have one question.
Yes?
On Thursday, what do you have to
keep the Earth clean and healthy? That's exactly right. Very good. Okay, there are lots of things we can do. You could talk to your teacher about maybe planting some flowers. As Henry said, all kinds of plants help the air. Emma?
In the I'm a virtual elementary, and I'm in second grade, and I'm in Mrs. D's class, and we're doing butterflies.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful. You can turn an old milk jug or a big soda bottle into a bird feeder. What does that do? That helps the environment and? And it helps the birds. You can get your mom to use recyclable shopping bags. Get your dad to sweep the driveway instead of hosing it off. Don't let the water run while you're brushing your teeth. Take shorter showers. Don't sing 15 songs in the shower. You know, get in, get clean, and get out. When we're finished, I'm going to give you a paper here that has some of these things on it. Reminders of things that you can do to help our planet and make it be a better place. I want you to take it with you and put it on your fridge as a reminder of things that you can do. And I'd like each of you to take another globe and go out into the congregation and give it to a grown-up who is not a member of your family to remind the grown-ups that they have to do, excuse me, do their part. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful planet you have given us. We confess that we have not always taken the best care of it, but we are aware we need to do a better job. Thank you for these beautiful children and the hope that they bring to the world. We are so grateful for this beautiful spring day and the opportunity to worship together. Amen.
responsive reading is Christian Conduct, page 685 in your hymnal. If then you have raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry.
Are not these the wrath of God is coming?
In these you once walked when you lived in them.
But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth.
Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator.
Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all.
At this time, I'd like the elder on the door to come forward with prayer and praise requests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, first prayer request is for Donna Myers Rizzitano and the sudden death of her 19-year-old son, Frankie Rizzitano. Then we have a prayer request for Kathy Sagi, who is having seizure testing on Wednesday at Presbyterian Hospital. She'd like prayers that they find a cause for her spells and treatment, that the treatment they find is successful. And she'll be in Presby for 3 to 7 days. And then a prayer request for Kathy's mother-in-law, Roberta Sagi. They found a spot on her kidney that looks concerning, so she asked for prayers that it is not a serious condition. Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you today with our concerns and our praises. We know that you control what happens, and we love knowing that we are cared for. We need you in our lives and need your hand of healing. We have lost two members this past week, and while they are gone from our sight, we know that they are with you. We pray for those who are in hospitals, nursing homes, or at home, but are in pain. Help those who are sad and lost. Please give them comfort and peace. We ask all this in Jesus' name and pray the prayer that you gave to us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn is on the screen, Lord of the Dance.
families. Help us who have received so freely from you to give as freely in our turn, and so that have the pleasure of giving as well as the happiness of receiving. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Church of Glenshaw Valley.
Good morning.
Today's scripture lesson comes from Colossians 3, 15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule you in your hearts, since as members of the one body, you were called to peace. And I don't know why I don't put those on some days. And be thankful that you have glasses so you can read. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with the gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. Bless the reading and hearing of our scripture.
Oh good, it's only 5 after 11. I can probably swing this in the next 25 minutes. Before we get started, you probably all heard Henry's answer, and I know what you were thinking. Yes, he gets his smarts from me. But honestly, Carol, how do you keep Sammy quiet for that long? I would love to know. We'll talk after church. So we had discussed another opportunity for me to do this sermon back in December, and I was really excited about this chance. And I've been thinking of a way of how to express my thanks for finding Glenshaw Valley. And that was the initial thought behind it, and it stayed with that all the way through until about 1:30 in the morning this morning when I changed everything. So I think this message will be different for everybody. So growing up, we had a neighbor, and his name was Bill, and I've already cleared it with Bill this morning that I could use Bill. And Bill was the neighbor that he was at our house more than he was at his own. He borrowed everything, never returned it, or when he did, it was so late you couldn't even recognize what he was actually returning. And I got to admit, on occasion, I lost some of my father's tools, and he said, "Paul, have you seen my socket set?" Yeah, Bill stopped down yesterday and borrowed it. And that was good enough. Bill would also stop by every now and again, head in his hands, problems at home, problems at work, and we seemed to be the landing ground for Bill. The joke was, you know, when we were in high school, we're setting the table for dinner. Is Bill going to be here, or is it just the four of us? So, in fact, one time, maybe more than one time, Bill would come up the driveway, we would see this, and not proud of it, but we turn the lights out, be very quiet. And hi, there are just some days, you know, it was enough. And one time, Bill was coming up the driveway, and I said, "Hey, here comes Bill." And my dad said, "Oh, Paul, you just go out and talk to him. Tell him I went to Syracuse. Tell him I had a business trip. I wasn't around this weekend, and, you know, I'll call him when I get back on Tuesday." So I'm the best of four sons. Naturally, I did it. And I went out, and I met Bill at the top of the driveway, and I said, "Bill, hey, you know, if you're looking for my dad, I'm really sorry he's not here today. He had this trip he left yesterday for Syracuse, and he won't be back until Tuesday. He didn't want to go, but it was work, and he had to go." No sooner did I said that, my father walked out of the front door and said, "Hey, Bill, glad to see you." Do you wonder why I am the way I am? So what really got me thinking was, boy, sometimes I feel like Bill. I ask and ask and ask, but when do I ever just say thank you? Thank you to God. So how can we translate our thankfulness today, tomorrow, and the next day? How do we incorporate this into everything we do? And I admit, one day a week, Sundays for 1 hour, I feel pretty good about it. But beyond that, it is a struggle. So I started to think, you know, about some ways that, you know, we can really incorporate this, because going through this experience, I really feel like Bill. Every time I pray, whether it was Henry or Sam at the dinner table, we give thanks, and then there's always, and please help us too, and finish the sentence with X, Y, and Z. But I started doing this, and I got to tell you, it was a little weird at first, but I just started to say thank you. I acknowledged everything I was grateful for with this church in my life, and I just said thank you. And I can tell you it hasn't caught on with my kids yet, but there's hope for that too. And I think there's a lot of balance that starts here, and we owe, I think, a lot of that to Leonard. Leonard, thank you. Thank you for everything you do on Sundays, Mondays through Saturdays, nights, mornings, afternoons, everything. Thank you. I also want to thank Mickey. Mickey, I enjoy the anthem and the choir and the music every Sunday, and I know it's not something that you just roll in on Sunday mornings an hour before church and put it together. Thank you. In Thessalonians, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. I know we all say thank you, and there's that polite thank you when, after the Patriots lost their first Super Bowl to the Giants, my aunt gave me a Giant sweatshirt, a New York Giant sweatshirt, because she thought the color blue would look good on me. It took every ounce of strength not to ball it up and throw it back at her. And I gave the, oh, thank you. In my mind, I'm saying, are you kidding me? But so there's the polite thank you. But how often is it really just a genuine thank you? And I think sometimes, speaking of me personally, I miss that with my relationship with God. I say thank you, but I never just stop there. And we have so much to be thankful for, especially right here in Glenshaw Valley. Sorry about that. So, and then we praise God and we thank God and we come to God in the extreme times in our life. We come to God when there's illness, life pain, a death. I remember when Sammy was born, I was in the room with Jen 1 minute. Doctors and nurses came in and said, we've got to take her away immediately. Put on these scrubs. Somebody's going to come back to get you. I put on the scrubs. Nobody ever came back. I sat and waited. It seemed like an eternity, forever. And what did I do? I prayed. And I made promises, and I prayed, and I made promises. Probably didn't keep them all, but I prayed. I turned to God, and you know what? He answered. Because right after that, they wheeled Sammy in, screaming, and everything turned out to be okay. Or we praise God during our happiest times, the celebration of a new job, a marriage, the birth of a child, a recent Super Bowl victory. But what about the in-between? Is that less important? And doing my research, I don't think so. And I think this is where we can interpret our message for us. Every Sunday, the church has its doors open. And I want to thank the deacons for all the work they do that we don't see. Sure, we love the pig roast, and I especially like the cookies and lemonade. And Mabe, thank you for those cookies you make. And we can talk after about getting a little side supply. But there's so much more that we don't see that we don't get an opportunity to say thank you for. So thank you, deacons. Thank you so much to BJ and Heather and Carol for the impact you have made on Henry and Sam. Our conversations are completely different. And if you noticed on Maudie Thursday, when we left in silence, my six-year-old was crying his eyes out because he got it. He understood it. And trust me, that's not me. So thank you. And thank you very much for the elders. Not that we enjoy four-hour meetings once a month, but I couldn't think of a better group of people, past and present, to spend my time with to help this church. And this goes for everybody involved because I believe we all play a role. I look forward, as you all do, of seeing everybody every Sunday. That's what makes this church so special. So thank you. So in closing, and that was only 10 minutes, by the way. I need a binder. I hope you leave with a sense of appreciation you might not have had before you came in here, a sense of thankfulness, and just appreciation for each of us sitting in here and what we all contribute, because we all do contribute. I had more, but I have some teeth issues, I think. And finally, thank you to everybody here. There are a lot of other churches in this area, but you choose Glenshaw Valley, and that's what makes this place special. Nobody's forcing you to come here. Yeah, I force Henry and Sam to come here, but that's different. Nobody is forcing you to come here, and that means a lot. So I want to thank you and everything you do and everything you bring to our church and church family. Our final hymn is a screen favorite of mine. Or you can find it in page 29, but today it's on the screen, Glorify Thy Name.
Thank you. great day, a great week, and thank you for being a part of our church family.
So just a reminder, we have a congregational meeting. We'll be starting in a few minutes. The reports are on the back there in a blue cover. We hope you can stay for the meeting.